When Miriam Ahrens encountered a news story on Facebook about the killing of an elderly couple and the sexual assault of their great-granddaughter 2 weekends ago, she got a sick feeling in her stomach.
It's one of those things that when you come across, you know, it kind of makes you want to just tune out of the world, like live in your own bubble. Like my initial thought was I should just get totally off of Facebook and stop reading the news.
Ahrens is pregnant with twins, due in 2 months. The day she read the story was a Sunday. Her family gave her a baby shower that day. It made her feel surrounded with love, but what she'd read gnawed at her.
I saw some parallels between me and the family. Like, the mom is pregnant. I found that out. She has two toddlers, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, and I have a three-year-old son.
The next day, Memorial Day, she started thinking about organizing an event to raise money for the family. She'd never done anything like that before. She had no idea how to even contact them.
I said to my husband, Joe, do you think it would be crazy if I put on a fundraiser or a spaghetti feed? He said, yeah, I think it might be crazy. You're really pregnant and, you know, maybe somebody else in the community will step forward.
But a friend suggested she get in touch with Mao Tosi, a Mountain View community organizer who also manages the Northway Mall. She contacted him on Facebook and he wrote back right away. Let's do it. Tosi suggested they have the event in 2 days at the Northway Mall. Ahrens set up a Facebook page and blasted it out on her social networks. Within hours, hundreds of people were following.
From there, it just kind of blew up, I guess.
It turned out a lot of people felt like Ahrens. They wanted to do something. Money started pouring in online from all over the place. The donors were doctors, church people, radio personalities, laborers, corporate executives, tattoo artists, and strippers. Wednesday night, the parking lot at the Northway Mall filled with people, hundreds of them. There was music and dancing. Ahrens says it was a cross-section of Anchorage.
It was really awesome to see so many people come out. I was surprised. And people really dug deep into their pockets, you know. And everybody was getting their dance on, too. It wasn't just a certain, kind of person. It was little kids were dancing and grown-ups, and it was really cool.
A leader in the Cambodian community introduced Ahrens to Vaughn and Lisa Sang, the parents of the two-year-old. She hadn't planned on meeting them. With everything they had gone through, she didn't want to impose. But when she saw them, emotion washed over her.
They said that they were really grateful and everything. And after knowing what they've gone through and everything, I could see stress etched on their faces and heartache too.
When the event was over, Ahrens and Tosi had raised $23,000.
I texted him that number that night.
What did he say?
He texted me back, OMG. Yeah.
And how did that feel to be able to tell him that you'd raised so much money?
It felt really good it just felt really good to know that I was helping them in some way.
About $2,000 has come in since then. Vaughn Sang says the money will cover funeral expenses for his grandparents. He says his daughter is recovering, but the fallout from the violence hasn't stopped. His great-grandmother is at Providence Hospital. She's in her 90s and suffers from dementia. She witnessed what happened at the house. Afterwards, she was agitated and had nightmares. Then she had a major stroke. Doctors told the family she's not expected to recover. Vaughn believes she was traumatized. He says the community's support has been comforting, but he still can't make sense of how he and his family found themselves in the middle of this nightmare caused by a stranger who happened to pick their window to crawl into.